Hey, peace and blessings. You are listening to Spiritual Love and Life Conversations, hosted by the Spiritual Love Coach. I'm Giovanna, and today I want to figure out, when did support become so conditional? I'm bringing this up because it's something that I am just noticing in a lot of different ways and different places, where helping people has become really conditional. Like, I'll help you, but I'm only going to do this. Or you have to play by my rules, do what I say, live how I desire you to live. And giving or support or help should always come from a place of love. Love is limitless. Love is unconditional. And it seems like there are a lot of people who are just starving for a sense of control, or either they are afraid that you're going to thrive and you're going to outshine them, so they want to keep you small. But either way, if we continue to limit or deny people the access to the resources that they need to thrive, it hurts all of us, because we are all a community. We are all one. So let's talk about like what support is. So I had to look up the definition. I like to look up definitions of words because the intent behind our words truly, truly matters. So shout out to google.com. Support is to give assistance or to enable to function or act. So I looked up, like, what does it mean to function? And, you know, a lot of people are not functioning at their full potential because we don't have the support or the resources that we need. This can be, you know, within a family, within a community, within society at large. And real quick, like, I don't talk about politics within, you know, the work that I do. But if we look at current leadership and the behaviors that are being modeled, it's stuff that we've seen in communities and households for like decades, for generations. And it's almost like a collective shadow has gathered, and it's forcing people to like really examine like their beliefs and to open their eyes and to expand minds. Like, we have cruel, selfish, hateful dictators right in our own family. So, and I'm speaking from like personal experience, like one of my family members is always like harping on Donald Trump. And that's kind of how I like made this connection. And I'm like, you're no different, but that's a whole another situation. But I just wanted to say, like, overall, there's like this atmosphere of unsupport, of betrayal, of pain, of greed, of fear, of lack. And it's affecting people on micro levels. So function is an activity or purpose that is natural to or intended for a person. So your function of life is whatever is natural to you, right? And so that's what support is. Support is the assistance that enables you to live your life, to function how you wish to function. But what happens is, when we're like, hey, I need help, I need some support, people are only like, okay, well, you said you need this, but I'm going to help you like this. And so sometimes, you know, it's seen as helping, right? Because they're doing something for you. But is it truly helping you to thrive? Is it truly helping you to function in your full potential for the vision that you have set forth for your life? And so the other thing that brings me to think, like, okay, well, is it selfish to like be like, oh, that's not the help that I need? And it can seem like that, right? Like, oh my God, I'm being ungrateful. Like, I asked this person for $5 and they gave me 5 cents. Now, yes, that did help because you are now 5 cents richer, but you're still not able to thrive. So did that help you? And so that's why I say support is subjective, because it all depends. It depends. Is that the last, you know, was that nickel their last? Or do they have $100 in their pocket and they only want to give you 5 cents? It's subjective. And here's the thing. The flip side of that is that no one has to help us. No one is obligated to provide you support. But again, it goes back to like why is support so conditional? Why are we in a place where even though you are really capable of truly helping someone to improve their circumstances, to change their lives, we still won't do it? Like, why is that? And that's so detrimental to our communities, to our families, to our children, to our lives as a whole and as a collective. In order to be united, we each have to support each other and lift each other up, but we're not doing that. And so what happens is, especially like growing up, if you've heard any of these things, don't ask me for help, you better figure it out, you're just needy, you're too sensitive, you need to grow thick skin, I can't help you with that. Don't ask me. Go ask your dad. Go ask your mom. Any of those things, right? You become accustomed to being unsupported. So you at a very early age, you start learning, I can't ask for help because nobody's going to help me, or nobody can help me. Right? Or if I ask for help, I'm going to be called stupid. Why don't you know this? You supposed to know this. So we start automatically disconnecting from source when we stop being open to help. And then as we grow up and we need help, we can't go get help because we don't know that it exists for us. And yes, there are different types of help. But again, in this definition of support, support is associated with financial assistance and material needs. And one of the things that happens, like, you know, sharing with someone that, you know, I don't have the support, I don't have the resources, and they'll be like, yes, you do. Well, you've got this or you've got that. It could be worse. All of that is true. Like, all of that shit is true, right? Like, if you tell your friend, you're on the phone, like, oh my God, girl, nobody supports me. And she's going to look at you like, hello, like, I'm right here. Yes. Your friend is supporting you emotionally, and that is great. That is a beautiful thing. We all need emotional support, but we also need that support that's associated with our needs, that the resources to help us thrive. We need that too. And sometimes our friends can't do that because they need help so they can thrive too. So it's not saying that, oh, my friends don't support me. Yeah, you totally support me because we have these conversations. We inspire each other. We have fun. We do all of the things that friends are supposed to do. So it's not saying that you don't have any support. And again, this goes back to support. It's subjective, but you're saying that you are not being supported in the way that you need to thrive, to function in this world. And that's where I think there's like a lot of disconnect. Because support is not necessarily visible, right? It does have mental and it has emotional issues associated with it, right? So it taps into our mental and our emotional and our even our spiritual and our financial wellness, if you know. So it's a holistic thing. But when we go to someone and we say we don't have support, it becomes trivialized and the impacts are minimized. Because people outside of us cannot feel or understand the true weight or impact that it has internally. So they can see our outside world and see, well, okay, well, your parents are there. Well, you've got all these nice things and you're not doing that bad. Like, you're not homeless. You know, you've got a car. So you're doing pretty good. You got to be supported if you have these things. And to an extent, yes, like that's great. We have parents, we have a car, we have this, we have that. But at the same time, if you are not feeling that you are being supported in a way that allows you to thrive, that kind of minimizes what you're going through. It's like, well, damn, I can't. Okay, well, yeah, so I guess, you know, this little bit of whatever I'm getting is support. So I just need to deal with it. So it kind of makes you feel like, okay, I'm complaining. Like, I shouldn't be complaining because at least I have this, that, and a third. And we've got to stop saying stuff like that. That's like telling a depressed person to snap out of it. because the things that we think and the things that we feel have a huge influence on us. And if someone is feeling so unsupported that they could slip into a depression, they may start thinking like suicidal thoughts. So it's very important not to like minimize what someone's feeling by identifying methods of support or things that we feel they should be, you know, they should feel support about. And I'm not saying that it's not beneficial to point out the support in your life, because it is, but we have to be able to unpack the stuff, right? We've got to be able to unpack the things that we've been stuffing in before somebody comes in and it's like, okay, well, no, you need to be grateful for all of these things. Like, let people get their stuff out so that they can process, and then they can be like, okay, all right, this is all the stuff that I was feeling. Now, okay, yeah, you know what? You're right. I do have these things. Let them see it before we, you know, just kind of shove it back down their throat. So that can be a difficult thing. But I remember, and there was this picture, and this is kind of what sparked the conversation, and I thought I saved it, but I cannot find it. There was like a person standing in a, like a ditch or a hole, right? It was pretty deep. And there was someone at the top, and they had their, you know, they were reaching in, and of course, like they couldn't reach them because they were so high up. So it's like, yeah, they're trying to help. They are extending their hand in a pit to the person that could not reach it because they were too far down. The pit was deep. They were reaching their hand in. They were trying to help them. And the person in the pit could not see that this person who was reaching their hand down into the pit had a ladder right beside them. So is the minimal help, is it helping? That picture like really, really can spark. And I'm going to try to find it. And I'm going to write a blog post that talks a little bit more about help and how it's become so conditional and things like that. But like, that's what a lot of people are getting. They're getting someone who is like trying to extend their hand when they have a whole ladder. They're getting someone who wants to give them 5 cents instead of a whole dollar. Like, we're getting someone who is not truly willing to help, and then being told like, well, you should just be grateful for it. And yes, I do totally believe in gratitude and all of those things. But offering someone the bare minimum or something completely off track from what it is that they truly need isn't helpful. And that just perpetuates a cycle. And that's kind of what I wanted to highlight more of, is that there's this cycle of, I don't want to say, I guess like negativity, just this pervasive cycle of, nope, I ain't helping. You got to do it on your own, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's just this cycle of hurt and pain and greed and fear and lack, and that just keeps swirling around. And until we get to a place where our hearts can be open and we can help the next person without like feeling like, oh, I got to help this person, or like, okay, well, they said they need this, I don't feel like giving them that, so I'm gonna just do this. That's not having an open, loving heart. That's being judgmental. It's being inconsiderate. And it's just closed-hearted. And it's so wrong. And if we think about like the message that we're sending to our children as well when it comes to help and support, like, do you want to help them in a way that they are able to thrive? Or do you only want to help them as, you know, you see fit? I would hope that when my children are older, whatever they come to me with, I can help them with that, because I can't see their vision. And that's the other thing, right? People only want to help us according to what they think our life should be like. And that's not their call. They don't know what God has purpose for me. They can't see my vision. They don't know the things that I've been through. They don't know the things that I've tried. A lot of times people just look at you and they see that you are helpless, that you're weak, that you aren't doing things their way, or that you're not, you know, whatever it is, there's something different, something that they don't like, something that maybe intimidates them, something that puts fear in them that makes them say, I don't want to help this person. Because we can all help somebody with something. And maybe, no, it's not always monetary. But there are different ways that we can truly help to lift up, support, and elevate people. So I really just wanted to put that out there. I am super grateful for all of the people in my life, past, present, future, who have supported me, who continue to support me, and will always support me. It is a beautiful thing. But it's really important to like address this issue because it does impact mental health. Not having support is hard. I had to go through an abusive relationship, deal with child custody issues behind all of this stuff, on top of the side effects of abuse being post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, anxiety. I was a hot mess. And it is truly by God's grace that I am alive and that I survived all of that stuff. Because I was literally by myself dealing with it. And that is not easy at all. When you start out in a struggle, if you never get help, you never get a leg up, you're going to continue to struggle. There was this video I saw on Facebook, and this was about it was about like racial injustice. So there were all these kids, girls, boys, white, black, different races. And before the race start, they asked them a series of questions like, you know, did you have a private tutor? Then take two steps forward. If you had never had to worry about where your next meal came from, take a step forward. So they asked all these questions, and the people that were privileged, they got to start the race closer to the finish line because, of course, they had all of these things that helped them advance. So in the same token, someone who's not had support along the way in life, it kind of sets them up to struggle. And there's not always resources or support within the community for everyone. And it can put you into a place of grief, of longing and desperation because you continue to like grasp for help and understanding. And the help that you need is there. Like when you see people around you, like maybe it's your family who can help you, but they're just unwilling to help you. And then your struggle is just like the topic of discussion, like, oh, she's just crazy or she doesn't have her life together. And everybody wants to talk about you, but nobody wants to help you. That's a horrible place to be in. And I see it in so many families. So that's why I was saying how the current leadership, it's modeling behavior. It's an energy. It's a collective energy that hopefully is opening people's eyes and helping them to expand. It is possible to support yourself. And sometimes that's what we got to do. We have to pick ourselves up. And that starts by making a decision and really committing to yourself that you're going to shift from helpless to resourceful, from lack to abundance, from fear into love. And it can totally be done. You want to make sure that self care is a priority. You got to take care of your mind, your body, your spirit. You have to be like on point. And also know who your emotional support system is, because you're going to have to talk to these people a lot to stay motivated, encouraged, and inspired. And they can also share other helpful resources with you to help you stay on the right path. If at all possible, get away from the unsupportive people. Because chances are, if they're not supporting you, they're poisoning you in some way by instilling fear, doubt, lack, lowering your self-esteem, things like that. And that's the last thing that you need. So limit time, get away from them if possible. Figure out like what kind of help do you need? Like list it all out and then seek out different avenues to see if you can get the help. Get on Uncle Google and just start researching. Research, research, research. Make phone calls. Talk to people. Oh my God, this is a huge, huge, huge one, especially if you've grown up or have a mindset that help is not a real thing, that like support doesn't exist. talk to people, ask for help, and most importantly, accept it, accept the help when it comes. That is a huge thing. We will sit there and struggle and suffer in silence because we don't think anyone will help us. And sometimes we're not getting the help that we need because we're not articulating it. Or then if someone does try to help us, we're like, oh no, I don't, no, I can't ask for help. What? Ask for help and accept the help. You deserve it. It's yours. It is a gift to you. It is a blessing. So I am going to sign off. Don't ever give up on yourself or your dreams. Support is subjective, and I kind of wish that it wasn't. I wish that we could all get the things that we need to thrive, because as we each are able to thrive, imagine how like our communities and our families and our society would just blossom and things would shift in a major, major way. So you've been listening to Spiritual Love and Life Conversations. You can find me at thespirituallovecoach.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.